Okay, welcome to the RDF Underground. I am Justy, your host, and today I want to talk about, well, remakes to a point. Not really remakes, but what we fans kind of want in remakes. Recently, there was this big movie coming out, that came out called Star Trek, which was effectively a reboot of Star Trek, and it was a good movie. Now, it didn't follow continuity right. I mean, honestly, they didn't. But they set it up so they don't have to, which is good. I like that. But now there's a lot of rumors about Star Trek 2 and what they want to do. Bring back Khan, for instance, is something that's being rumored about, and there's fans up in arms about that. Personally, I don't have a problem with that. Simply because, yeah, you're not going to find an actor who's going to just display Khan like Ricardo Montalban, like this, primitive, genetically engineered man. No Ricardo Montalban. You're going to get somebody different. It's going to be a different Khan. They set it up so they can do things differently. That's okay with me. But this whole argument got me thinking about Robotech. Of course, it's a Robotech show. I talk about Robotech, so it gets me thinking about Robotech. Well, there's a live-action movie in the works, and they're going to change some things. Of course. But that's really where I'm thinking now. It's why should we be pissed off if they change things? If they make a good movie, we shouldn't be pissed off too much if they decide to make, well, min-made Chin or Japanese instead of Chinese. If they decide to make Rick Hunter a little less of a whiny little prick than he currently is through most of the series. If they decide to make Captain Global a little more Eastern European than Russian, I'll be fine with that. Even if they change the Viratex. Oh my god, they changed the Viratex. I am going to be fine with that. You know why? Because I'm not really looking at Robotech or live action Robotech movie for accuracy. I'm not looking at it for to be tied in perfectly to the continuity, man. I'm looking for a Robotech movie that is a good movie that really gets people into Robotech, maybe wanting to go back and watch the old series. I look for that. That's the kind of movie I want. I don't care what minor changes they decide to make. If they decide to make, Roy Fokker and Rick Hunter around the same age instead of making Roy Fokker Rick Hunter's mentor like he was in the original series, that's not going to be bother me. You know why? They did that in Star Trek. Captain Pike and Captain Kirk in the original continuity were roughly the same age. Captain Pike had taken, had command of the Enterprise well before Captain Kirk did. In the movie, spoiler alert here, I'm sorry, but Captain Pike is leading the Enterprise on its first mission, and you know who's on board? James Tiberius Kirk! That was a really big change, but it really didn't change it too much. It was still a good movie. I'm sure some Trekkies or Trekkers had some problems with it, but they're like, well, a lot of us Robotech fans. Die hard, fanboys, otaku, and I don't mean the American otaku anime convention girlfriend makes him dress up like a Bishonen or in drag as crossplay, but I'm talking about the hardcore Japanese obsessed fanboy otaku, and that's what a lot of Robotech fans are and will be really pissed off if they make changes. But I don't see why we should be. We should embrace a Robotech live action movie and hope it's good. And yes, the show is coming back. Just go to rdfunderground.com and you can find it there. And you know what? I will see you again next time I decide to record. Well, thank you for listening, and good night.